Hi everyone and welcome to Take 10 for Turn number 510. I hope you all are well. Any questions, comments, suggestions, recommendations, sponsorships, please email me at rabbiismach@take10fortorah.org. Every Friday night, before we begin our Shabbos meal, after we come home from shul, we, almost everybody, has a tradition to sing Shalom Aleichem. Shalom Aleichem is a song with four stanzas, and not everybody has the custom to sing all four of these stanzas, but it goes something like this. Shalom Aleichem, Malachei HaShareis. Welcome. Shalom Aleichem, welcome. Malachei HaShareis, the ministering angels, Malachei Elyon, angels of the Most High. Mimelech, Malachei HaMlachim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You are the angels of the King of Kings, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He. The second paragraph is very similar. Boachem LaShalom, instead of saying hi, we say enter in peace, come on in. Malachei HaShalom, here we don't call them the Malachei HaShareis, the ministering angels, but just the Malachei HaShalom. I guess Shabbos started, so they have nothing to do anymore. They're just the Malachim of peace. Malachei Elyon, again, Mimelech Malachei HaMlachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The next two stanzas are exactly the same, except for the first word. The third stanza is Berchuni LeShalom, bless me with peace, Malachei HaShalom, Malachei Elyon. And then finally, Tzeischem LeShalom, go in peace. So I hope to have time to talk about Berchuni LeShalom and Tzeischem LeShalom. Some have the custom not to say these two stanzas. Sfardim have the custom to say B'shiftachem LeShalom, which refers to when you sit down and hang out. But Berchuni is controversial because of the request to ask Malachim, to ask angels to bless you, which is akin to praying to angels, which is a very controversial idea. And then finally, Tzeischem LeShalom, I hope to have time for it at the end, is asking the Malachim, or seems to be asking the Malachim, to leave. Once the Malachim came, for whatever reason they did, why would we be asking them to leave? And so, the first two, for sure, many people say, and so let's focus on where this idea, where these notions of Malachim coming and saying hi to them, and this overwhelming idea of peace, which seems to permeate this entire paragraph, where does it come from? So, first of all, we have the idea that Malachim accompany us in a couple of psukim. Ki malachav yitzav alach l'shmarcha b'chol derechecha. It says in Tehillim Tzadik Aleph that Malachim, God will command his Malachim to l'shmarcha b'chol derechecha, to guard you in all your ways. There is this idea that we are accompanied by angels, and then Hashem Yishmar Tzeischa Ovovecha Me'atav Yad Olam, God will guard our goings and our comings, or our comings and our goings, from now till forever. So the idea of Malachim accompanying us is not incredibly foreign, but what seems to be this emphasis on Shabbos? And so there are two Gemaras, one mainly that people associate, I'll read that one first, and then there's another one that I think is also very important in trying to understand what this is all about. So the Gemara in Shabbos that everybody quotes is Gemara in Daf Yud Kuf Yud Tes Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Tanya, Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda Omer, Shnei Malachei HaShareis Malavin Lo La'adam B'Erev Shabbos. Two Malachim, two ministering angels, accompany a person in Erev Shabbos, Mebeis HaKnesses Lebeiso, from the shul to his home, Echad Tov V'Echad Ra, one good and one bad, which is a little bit difficult to understand. What is a bad angel? Angels are usually just beings with a I don't know, some sort of mission. And so what would be bad about this angel? So hopefully we'll address that in a moment. And when the angel shows up at your house and finds that there was a ner dalek, a lit candle, and the table was set, and the bed was made, meaning when they find that there was preparation put into Shabbos before Shabbos, because obviously how did this get done if it wasn't done before Shabbos? Perhaps the assumption over here is the Malach walks home with everybody, there was nobody at home with which to do it, who could possibly pull this stuff off, and so the angel is very impressed that so much preparation was put in before Shabbos. So Malach Tov Omer, the good angel, says, Yihi Ratzon Shetehei L'Shabbos Acheres Kach, may it be your will that the next Shabbos should be the same way. You should be equally as prepared. It should be equally as nice. U'malach ra ona amen bal karcha. And the malach ra has no choice but to say, indeed, right? Kudos, exactly. You know, amen. It should be God's will that that should happen again. The imlaf, but let's say the house is not prepared. No preparation was done before Shabbos. So malach ra omer, the bad malach will say, Yehi Ratzon Shetehei L'Shabbos Acheres Kach. So the bad angel will say, may it be another Shabbos as well, that you'll be unprepared. U'malach tov ona amen bal karcho. And the good angel has no choice but to say indeed. So that's the first source of these two angels that come back, and they're sort of testing to see whether or not Shabbos was dutifully prepared for. Now, the idea of preparing for Shabbos is obviously significant. The idea of Shabbos being a time where no longer is any preparation allowed is important. It's sort of a metaphor for our entire lives. We live in this world, and then we get to Yom Shekulo Shabbos, the day which is all Shabbos. That's the next world. And we only have the opportunity on Erev Shabbos in this world to prepare for that world. Once we get there, we have no ability to prepare. So this is a reminder of sorts of a confirmation. Did we do a good job preparing each and every week? And so the blessing that the angels give us is, you did it well this week. May you keep doing it. May your life be a life of preparation and focus to make sure you're always prepared and situated the way you ought to be for whatever comes next. That's the simple understanding of the bracha. Hopefully we'll have time for another one as well. But there's another interesting gemara, which maybe also will flesh out the idea of these two angels who are sort of testing you. And it's a gemara in Gittin, Daf Nun Beis, Amud Aleph. The gemara says, Hano betrayed the igri b'hu satan. There were two people who, incited by the satan, the chobe shimshi havu kamintzu b'hadi adadi. Every Friday afternoon at twilight, right before Shabbos, they would fight. There would be strife between these two people. Ikla Rav Meir Lahasam, Rav Meir went there. Ekvinu Tlasa Be Shimshi Ada Avad Lehu Shlama. He stayed there for 3 separate weeks until he made peace between these people. And Shami Dekamar, and he heard that they said, Vai Da Afke Rav Meir Lahu Gav Mibese. He heard that the Satan said that, woe, that Rav Meir got the Satan out of his house. And so whatever this means, were these two people or were these the satan themselves? Simply, it's two people. Rav Meir walks in, they're fighting, maybe they're husband and wife, maybe they're something else, some other relationship, but they're fighting right before Shabbos. Rav Meir comes in and after 3 weeks solves the problem, and now the satan has nowhere to go. So the simple reading of the Gemara is that the satan is the cause of strife, and thankfully, due to Rav Meir, where there is no machlokas, there is no strife, and there is no satan. And so the satan that we associate with all sorts of bad things disappears in the place where there is no strife, which is, reminds us how important it is that there not be any strife, there not be any fighting, because nothing good can happen when we don't have peace. Nothing good that we can hold on to will exist if we don't have peace. That's the simple understanding of what's going on over here. But these two people might actually be related to the Gemara Daf Kuf Yud Tes and Shabbos as well. The Eretz Chemda of the Malbim, in there he says that really this is referring to the two parts of the human being. The human being is made up of body and soul, and during the week, the body has full reign. The body is in charge, the body gets its pleasures, and it gets whatever it wants over the course of the week. But there's a transition between Friday and Friday afternoon and into Shabbos, where Shabbos we are really focused on our souls, the other ingredient that makes up a man. And so as we go and transition from body to soul, it's not such a simple thing. There's a lot of strife. The body wants its pleasures, the soul wants its pleasures, and although on Shabbos there is the notion that we're supposed to enjoy ourselves, we're supposed to really be guided all the more so by spirituality, by learning, by Torah, by hope for expanding our spirituality, and even the pleasure, the physical pleasure that we're supposed to have is supposed to be rooted in that. And so comes Shabbos, and we have this conflict, this strife between body and soul. Perhaps those are the two malachim that are showing up at home with us. There's the good and then there's the bad. There's the Yetzer Hara, there's the Yetzer Tov. We usually associate those things with external beings, like somebody on my shoulder telling me what to do. But really, it just might be that as I go into my very bodily focused week, and then I come to this spiritually focused Shabbos, I have this sense of strife within me that is conflicted, and I'm trying to overcome the ability to go from one to this new experience of the other. And so Rav Meir comes and teaches how exactly to do that. I have now the peace, and now I have the shalom aleichem. I have this peace upon really being able to focus on my spiritual side. Another idea, which is mentioned over here as to why there's a need for peace on Erev Shabbos, is because, of course, we know Shabbos is supposed to be a time of peace. Yom Menucha u'Kedusha la'amcha nasata zman menucha v'shalom and shalva. A lot of references to peace on Shabbos. The greatest job that the Yetzer Hara, the Satan, can do going into Shabbos is trying to sow discord so that we don't get along, we don't enjoy the Shabbos of peace. And so doing that, we try to overcome that machlokas, and we try to focus on shalom, and we celebrate with the angels that come along with us for the peaceful ride. Hopefully we'll be able to finish a discussion in the last two paragraphs a different time. Have a great and very peaceful day.